You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 256, Justification, Quality and Quantity. Today's challenge. The Catholic idea that there is more than one form of justification makes no sense. You're either righteous before God or you're not. Today's defense. This view doesn't reflect the biblical data. See Day 228. The key to understanding this issue involves the difference between the quality and the quantity of righteousness. Along the axis of quality, people hypothetically could range from totally unrighteous, purely evil, to totally righteous, purely good. Viewed in these terms, justification, being declared, reckoned, or made righteous by God, would involve having one's unrighteousness removed and being given a pure righteousness before God. This corresponds to how justification is commonly understood in Protestant circles. It also corresponds to how initial justification is understood in Catholic circles. Thus, the Church acknowledges that when people first come to God and are forgiven, as Trent says, they are made innocent, immaculate, pure, guiltless, and beloved of God, heirs indeed of God, joint heirs with Christ, so that there is nothing whatever to hinder their entrance into heaven. Decree on Original Sin 5. If justification only operated on a single axis, quality, then from this state, no further improvement would be possible. However, justification also works along another axis, quantity. Along this axis, there would be the possibility of further improvement in righteousness. The situation may be compared to light. Even if a light is pure white, it may be either dim or bright. One could thus take a lamp that is emitting pure white light and turn up the intensity so that it shines more brightly. In the same way, after God has given a person a pure righteousness before him, he may, by his grace, lead that person to grow in the quantity of righteousness he has. This is the understanding the Catholic Church has of ongoing justification. Having been initially justified, Trent says, people increase in that justice received through the grace of Christ and are further justified. As it is written, do you see that by works a man is justified and not by faith only? Decree on Justification 10, citing James 2:24. Note that it is only in regard to ongoing growth in righteousness, not initial justification, that the Church cites James 2:24. See Day 222.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com. Or head over to Catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.